And you may be seated. Take your Bibles. Turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We're going to read verses 9 through 16 together. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. We'll read. I'll give you a little bit of introduction. And on my introduction, I'm going to just add one more little thing to what we said last week, and then we're going to jump into tonight's lesson. I think I can help you all. If you missed last week, don't worry. You'll get caught up. We're calling this the ABCs of Psalm 119. The ABCs of Psalm 119. Let's start reading in verse 9. You follow along. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Now, look at me, if you will, and let me help you with something. Psalm 119 is a very interesting chapter in the Bible, passage of the Bible, however you want to look at it. Psalm 119 has 22 sections of 8 verses each. If you look in your Bible, most Bibles have them separated. You'll see a little Hebrew letter and then the name of that letter next to it. For instance, the first section there is a little squiggly thing, and it's Aleph or Aleph. And then this section has another little backwards C there kind of thing, and it's the word Beth. Each one of these sections are a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and the Jews would use this psalm to teach their children the alphabet. They were teaching them the sounds, just like we would sing the song A, B, C, D, E, F, G. They did it in accordance with that. If you've ever, and last week I brought the little flashcards that my secretary lent me that were, what do they call that train? Thomas the Train, is that what it is? Thomas the Train flashcards for the alphabet. So you had A for whatever the little train's name was, and you had B for Birdie, and then you had C for Cranky, and all the other ones, you know, you had all those. That is exactly what Psalm 119 was. They were teaching their children to read in association with the alphabet and associating it with the Word of God. In the first section, I showed you the seven of the different words used for the Bible in this passage. You have the word law, testimonies, ways, precepts, statutes, commandments, and judgments. There is one more. There are 8 words used throughout all 176 verses. The 8th word is the word, word, thy word. Those are the 8 words used in Psalm 119 in reference to the Bible itself. Now, I say that because as you read your Bible, it doesn't matter whether it's in Psalms or if it's in 1 Kings or if it's in the New Testament. When you see these 8 words, most of the time it's in reference to the Word of God. The law, the testimonies, thy ways, thy precepts, thy statutes, thy commandments, thy judgments, thy word. These are all in reference to the Bible itself. And I made a lot of introductory statements last week that I will not review. Now, these words are used over and 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 over again. 174 of the 176 verses contains one of these 8 words. Literally. You're going to get tired of hearing these words, but they will help you, I promise you. Now, not only do they show up, but it shows the consistency of throughout the Bible itself. Well, man wrote the Bible. No, he didn't. God did. And to prove it, you can look at its consistency from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22, and you'll find out there's a consistency that flows through there, no matter who the author, human author, was. Just so you know, I don't like using that term human author. I like using the term human penman. Man didn't write it. He just scribbled it down as God told him what to write. God didn't put the thoughts in his mind and say, okay, now Paul, I want you to write these things in your words and I'll make that the word of God. That's not how it happened. God said, I'm not trusting Paul. He's a sinner. He's a murderer. He's a liar. He took a foolish vow. Why would God trust somebody with that to be the penman of the word of God? Well, he could pen it, but he couldn't write it with his own words. Big difference. Now, I want you to know something else, and I was listening to an old preacher this week, and he made a statement, and I loved it. I want you to notice, it's thy word. It's our sword. Jesus didn't tell people to pick up many swords. There's only one sword, and the sword of the Spirit, not the swords of the Spirit, which is the word of God. There's only one sword. There's a lot of fakes out there. You got the NIV, KEYMOUSE version, and you got the RSV, you got the Sodomite Bible, the HIV Bible, you got them all. But you've got the New King James, and I went through a term last week that I want you to understand, and I'll mention it from time to time. This Bible was not translated. It is not a translation. It's a transliteration. There is a big difference. And you'll have to go back and listen because I really don't have time because I got to keep going here. Tonight's lesson is on this second section called Beth. The key to the whole section is verse number 9. Here we go. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The whole... Hang on here. Let me get my other microphone working here. The whole premise of the second section is about cleansing somebody's life. I knew I was going to do that. I tried to straighten them out during the singing because Brother Jim screwed them up, but messed it up again. No, it is about cleansing. All right. Now, I want you to see something. It is the word of God that cleans people up. It is the word of God that cleans people up. You do not clean a person all the way through without the word of God. You can get them off drugs, but you can't clean them up. You can get them off alcohol, cigarettes. You can get them off prescription drugs. But you can't clean them all the way through without the word of God. I promise you. Now I'm going to show you what the Bible says here tonight. Now, here we go. What, first of all, is cleansing? Notice verse number 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Now, that word cleanse shocked me. As I began to study that word cleanse, I thought it meant stick your clothes in the washing machine with a little bit of soap. They went in dirty and came out clean. That's not what it means. The word cleanse literally means to make translucent, to be innocent, to be clean or count as pure. Now, let me show you what I mean. I have two containers here. One is what they call transparent. Transparent means it's clear. You can see all the way through. This is one that is translucent. Translucent means the light penetrates through, but you can't necessarily see all the way through. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? This is not a clear container. It's translucent. This is a clear container. God said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Not be transparent. Now, there's an importance to that. Hang on. There's another illustration. That is a transparent light bulb. That's a light bulb that is clear all the way through. All right, I'm going to put it in there. I'm going to take this off. Hang on. You would call that a frosted or a translucent bulb. The light can penetrate through that, correct? But you can't see all the way through that. God said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Can I tell you something? Human beings can't be this way. We're clouded by sin. We're tainted by sin. The moment we sinned, we lost that ability. There's not a human being on the face of the earth that can be that way. So it's not a matter of transparency. It is a matter then of translucency. All right? Now, here we go. There's a reason I'm going somewhere with this. I want you to take your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. Almost all the way back to the book of Revelation. Many of you could quote this verse, but there's a word here. You ready? Here we go. Verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow. I want you to notice something. We're sinners. We've automatically gone from that to this. But before we get saved, we're so dirty, the light can't come through. And the moment you get saved, God allows the light to be able to pass through you. He cleans up the sin out of your life to where the light of the gospel and the light of Jesus Christ can shine out of your life due to the word of God. It is only by the word of God that your life has righteousness. Did you catch that? You get the righteousness of God imputed to your life because of the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Wow. So, God uses translucent in reference to our sin and our life after we've been saved. Now watch this. You ready? I'm gonna crash some of your party here. Man preaches transparency because man wants to see your sin. God preaches translucency because your sin's been covered. He just wants the light to shine. You see, this is when they start saying, well, you have to repent of all your sins before you can get saved. You have to show us you're sorry enough for your sin. That's called transparent. By the way, repentance is not sorrow for sin. You can't repent of all your sin unless it is, I go from trusting myself to trusting Jesus Christ. That is biblical repentance. And you don't repent to do it. The act of getting saved is the act of repentance. It's all one motion. All right? This is where people say, well, we want to find out why you go to church. Somebody told my daughter this week, she's got a little too much of her daddy in her sometimes. But somebody at work said, well, you're just bribing people to come to church. Wrong thing to tell my daughter. She said, what do you think you do at the restaurant? She said, you're bribing people to come to your restaurant. Every business in the world bribes people to use their product. Why is it okay for them to do it and a church can't do it? She said, the person went, good point. Guess you're right. On they went. Now, what was that? She threw it right back at them. All right. Motive is not an issue. I've heard preachers get up and say, bless God, you don't come to church with the right attitude. I don't want you coming to church. Well, I'd rather preach to you in church with a bad motive than not to have you in church at all. Because at least if you're in church, I got a chance of the Holy Spirit getting a hold of your sorry carcass and giving you a right attitude. Say, you shouldn't say that. Okay, don't, but I will. God wants the light to shine through you, even though you've been clouded by sin. He can clean you up enough to where the light will shine. By the way, how many of you have ever used these two bulbs in the same, you know, row of lights? These are actually a little brighter. Now, lumen-wise, this may be, but the light dissipates so fast, you can't see it. This one appears to be brighter. Can I tell you something? There's none of us righteous. The only righteousness we have is by salvation and by the Word of God. Now, watch this. The Word of God covers our sin, but allows the light to shine through as we obey its truth. People want sin exposed. God wants light exposed. Let me say that again. People want sin exposed. God wants light exposed. I said it on Sunday. I'll say it again. Be a cold day where the booger man lives before I bring somebody up here and say, okay, Brother Jimbo, you got to come up here and tell everybody all the bad things you did because you've been so bad. That's wicked as the devil. That's man wanting to see somebody else's sin. God says, Brother Jimbo, I don't give a flip what you did. I thank God for what you're doing for God, and let's keep on doing it, amen? Let's do more for it. Let's reach every person we can reach. By the way, Jimbo's doing it. And I thank God for that. That's the righteousness of God shining through. You say, well, I'm not all cleaned up and pretty like something else. Guess what? Nobody else is either. We're all tainted by sin. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. Make us translucent so the light can shine all the way through us by the Word of God. God wants the light to be the focus, and he cleans the light bulb so it can shine forth the light. Now, here we go. Here's the whole rest of the story. All right, here we go. How do we get cleansed by the Bible? Well, there are seven more verses that tell us how we do it. Seven verses tell us how the Bible cleanses our life. You ready? Here we go. Verse number 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. What? Here it comes. Oh, let me not wander from thy, what's the next word? Commandments. By the way, there's more commandments than thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. There's a whole lot more commandments than those 10 commandments. God says we don't wander from God's commands in the Word of God. Do you know the best way to stay clean, young people? Don't wander from the commands of the Word of God. Do you know how to make it to this altar pure and holy and righteous when you get married? Don't wander from the commands of God. It's real simple. Did you know if you just did what God commanded you to do, you could be clean and his light would shine through your life? That's all God's asking. You know, that means you need to read his commands daily. Can I tell you? You say, well, where do I read them? Right there. Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you read them? How long? You need to listen to the preaching of the Word of God. And by the way, I'm going to say this. I love you. Listening to people that teach corrupt Bibles is not listening to something that will clean your life. I'm probably going to get in trouble from my mother, but here it goes. If I went to the washroom right now and flushed the commode and dipped a cup of water out and handed it to you and said, here you go, I could say that's clean water. How many of you are going to drink it? Too many people are going to the commode for their Bible teaching, and they're calling it clean, and it's still corrupt. Now, you come here on a Tuesday, and all the bleach in that water, you could probably drink it. The bleach would kill you, not bacteria. Whew. But too many people listen to Chucky Swindoll. Hocus Pocus on the Family, James Dobson. Charles Stanley. All of them use a corrupt Bible. Every one of them use a Bible that leaves verses out and changes doctrine and changes words in it. Every one of them. I don't listen to those guys. I don't. If they don't believe the right book, I don't believe in listening to them. That's like going to the commode to get your drink of water. Some of you are trying to get the words of life and the water of life from the toilet of life. Say, well, I flushed before I dipped. God bless you. I don't know about you, but I'm not drinking it. Julianne, where did you get my water tonight? I'm teasing. Did you flush twice? That's all I ask. You know, don't wander from the commands of the Bible. Listen to this statement. Parents, boys and girls, teenagers, you don't have to go through a time of rebellion against the Word of God. Well, they're young people. They got to sow their wild oats, says who? You don't have to do that. I watch people do it. And they're the ones that always regret it. I'm here to tell you, I didn't go sow wild oats. I made it. What'd you miss out on? A lot of heartache, grief, pain, woe, and hurting my mom and dad and my family. I guess I missed out on a whole lot. I didn't miss anything. I gained so much more by it. You don't have to wander away from the words of God. Now, I got to hurry. Number 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You need to memorize the word of God. I believe in memorizing verses in the word of God. I don't say this very often. I don't mean it in such a way. By the way, your preacher is not the most intelligent person in the world, and he knows it. I'm not. I'm not what you would call an intellectual. I will say this. I've studied that book, and I know that book. I have over 3,600 verses to memory. That's 3,600. I watched somebody recently, I was preaching, and we had some visitors here, and I got into preaching, and I wasn't looking at nothing. I was just starting to quote scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture, and I watched a visitor go, whew. They'd not seen somebody quote scripture. I quote most of the scripture is in my sermons. Say, why? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Did you know the more you put in, the more the Holy Spirit has to work with when you're about to mess up? He can't work on you if you haven't put it in there. It's kind of like, I taught a lot. I'd have kids say, Brother Bush, would you pray for me to get an A on my test? How much did you study? I didn't study at all. No. If you didn't put the information in, I'm not praying for you to get an A. Say why? I'm praying for God to give you the ability to recall what you put in. Ooh, they hate that. By the way, let me ask you a question. How much of this book could God recall in your life? I help people with all kinds of problems. Did you know that if you have a quick temper, there are many, many, many verses in the Bible you could memorize about that? Soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the ring of the nose bringeth forth blood, so the forcing of strife bringeth forth anger. I could go after verse after verse after verse after verse after verse after verse. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And I could go through many different verses, say, why did you memorize those? Because when I'm about to pop a gasket, I start quoting scripture to myself. Say, why? Because I've got to be able to keep it under control. I do. I recently talked to somebody that was quite intense with me and upset. I had to kind of put them in their place. They hung up on me. Say, what'd you do? Put the phone down, start working. Now, my flesh picked up the phone a couple times, but I didn't return the call. Say why? Because the Holy Spirit had verses in my mind pulling back to memory saying, don't you do that. Don't you do that. But it would feel so good. Don't you do that. Okay. But no. All right. Say, I can't believe you do that. Well, it happens. But at least it's in there for God to use. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun. We need to have verses in there. By the way, you can memorize many other things. Why don't you memorize your Bible? I know people in here, you've memorized the keyboard on your little texting thing to where you don't even look at it as you text. But you won't memorize scripture. You've memorized where everything is on your phone, but you won't memorize scripture. Everybody doing all right? You've memorized Facebook accounts and you know all these web sites and web addresses and apps and different things. And you know where all that stuff is, but you won't memorize a verse to help your life. Moving on, verse number 12. I gotta hurry. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Teach me thy statutes. You need taught the word of God. I'm going to say it. We all need Sunday school. We all need Sunday morning church. We all need Sunday night church. We all need Wednesday night church. Can I tell you why? We need taught the word of God. We need taught the word of God. One of our visitors recently, I was talking to them before they left, and they said, wow, I got more in one service than I used to get in a whole year at the church I used to go to. I said, good. I said, might only get one shot at you, so I'm going to load the truck, amen? I said, now hang on, I might shuck the corn one day and we might dump half the load, but it's going to be all right, I promise you. I said, you just got to realize, you come here, it's going to be packed with Bible. It's not going to be packed with necessarily funny stories. And I said, the delivery boy is cute, but that's not the whole purpose. I said, you got to realize, and it was humorous then as well. I said, you got to realize, you're here to learn the Word of God to help you. It's not a matter of what I know, it's what the Bible says. I may fail you in a lot of ways. I realize I am not the most charismatic type speaker. I'm not one of these suave, squishy guys. I don't use big, fancy, alliterative outlines, and we're not going to have them flashed up on screens and follow the bouncing ball either. I'm plain meat and taters. But may I say this, I'll give you good Bible teaching. I'll give you good Bible doctrine. I'll be able to back everything I say. And if I can't, and I tell you it's an opinion, I literally mean it's an opinion. And I would have no problem with you disagreeing with me on it. There are times I'll say, I have an opinion. This is my opinion. Let's not separate over my opinion of this, but let me show you why I think this. And I'll go forward with it. Not very often I say that. Say why? My opinion doesn't matter a whole lot. God's opinion is more important. Everybody doing all right? So I got to hurry here. We need to be taught the Bible. Verse number 13. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments, all the judgments of thy mouth. You ready? The next thing you need to do is we need to share the truth. We need to share the truth everywhere we go. Did you know that that means going soul winning? Did you know that that might mean teaching your children the Bible at home? Did you know that that might mean when you're out trying to do something and you see somebody that's got a need, you try to teach them and help them? As I was at the courthouse today, I was with a lawyer and an officer, and I actually taught them something about justice according to the Word of God. That police officer looked at me and he said, "Man, I wished I had a whole bunch of you out there. Make my job a lot easier." I said, "Well, Doc, just so you know, you come to my church, I'm preaching it to my people. There's a little corner of the county that's getting it, just so you know." He said, "Keep it going, Reverend, keep it going." I said, "Don't worry." I said, "It's going to take more than them to shut me up." I said, "Honestly, I said, we need biblical justice." I said, "Justice is not perfect because it involves sinners. But it's right more times than it's not. And if we just work the system rather than try to work around the system, it'll keep things in line a lot longer." Boy, that's a good statement. We need to share the truth with our friends. Did you know sometimes truth hurts? We don't have to be rude with truth. I had to share some truth this week with somebody, and I knew it was going to hurt them. But I did it anyway. I didn't like it. I don't regret it, but I did not like it. Does everybody see what I'm talking about here? Sometimes sharing truth hurts. I live with bad news. There's a reason I don't come here, and I don't mean this unkindly. I'm for us praying for one another, but I've been to enough church services on Wednesday night where you walk out depressed because everybody's sick, dying, or got cancer. You didn't come here to find out who else has got cancer. You came to get some teaching and preaching to encourage you to make it another couple days. Now, I got two phone calls today. One, a pastor's wife having cancer surgery on Friday. The other, a pastor's wife's sister who's just diagnosed with cancer. That just happened this afternoon. All in a matter of a couple hours. That's just since most of you had lunch and before your supper. It's like that every day of my life. And it's okay. Say why? Because I have the truth. And I'm going to share the truth. And I'm going to help people with the truth. Did you know each one of those cases, I'm able to help people with truth? I'm not sitting there blubbering and crying over it. I'm rejoicing. Brother Burton's mama went to heaven last week. He had gone to Missouri this week for her funeral. Do you know what I said? Monday morning early, I texted him and said, "Brother Burton, I love you. Sure wished I could be there with you and your family." I said, "But heaven's getting sweeter all the time." I said, "I was with Brother Hiles one day, and he told me the older you get, heaven gets sweeter because you know more people there than you know here." I said, "I'm getting to the point in life where I'm starting to understand what he meant." I said, "Heaven is a sweeter place." Now, we're to share the truth with our friends. I have to hurry. I've got about 8 or 9 minutes. Verse number 14. "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Folks, do you enjoy the Bible as much as you do your paycheck? Do you enjoy your Bible as much as you do your car or your motorcycle? do you enjoy the Bible more than all of the things you have? I do. If I had to choose between my new car and that book, you can have the car. You can take the payments too. But you can have the car. I'll take that. This will never die. The other will. This will never wear out. The other will. See, we're supposed to talk of the goodness of God. Brother Barnes doesn't know this, but man, he was living my sermon tonight before church. He said, "Preacher," he said, "it just amazes me at how God protects our church." He said, "I just get to see a little glimpse of it." He was telling me this before church. What is that? Testifying. Testifying. He's talking about how good God is. Whew, man, I was having a good time. He was getting me cranked up to preach. He didn't know it. He was just testifying about what he saw God do. Praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. All right. Here we go. Tell others what you are seeing God do with the Bible in your life. Tell others. Hey, husbands, tell your wife what you saw God do in the Bible. Wives, tell your husbands. Some of you can't because you're not in the Bible. Did you know boys and girls can read the Bible and get something out of it? Samuel was 5 years old, and the Bible says, and Samuel ministered before the Lord and Eli the priest. A five-year-old boy knew God and knew the Word of God well enough to minister to the preacher. You don't know how many times some of these kids warm up their preacher. I watch Thomas out on van route every week. Man, that encourages me. Watch some of these girls and others go out soul winning every week. Man, that encourages me. Say, what is that? That's testifying. That's testifying. I got to hurry. Verse number 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Now, I want you to know something. We need to think about the Bible. The word meditate is the word think. I know that's a bad word these days. Think. Everybody look at me for a moment. The word meditate comes from the word ruminate. That's what a cow does. Cow goes out in the field, starts gathering grass, and just swallows it pretty much so whole. After a couple hours of gathering, and that first stomach's all big and swelled up and full and happy, she bellies down on the ground, and then she goes, burp, and starts chewing. Swallows it. Till she took everything that was inside there, pulled it back up, and chewed on it a little bit more, and swallowed it again. Now, if I go, I'm not chewing it again. All right? Just going to get it down where it's at. We're all right? But when it comes to truth, we are to think about truth. We take life like television way too much. We accept what's on the face value of things and don't look into it at all. I pulled that out. What is that? Help me. What is that? That's a pen. That's what you see. But I see a factory. I see people who have gone out into the mines and gotten iron ore and mined the metal for that pen. People that have dug into the ground to get the ink that goes with it and all the components of the ink. I see machines that have turned the springs and lathes that have turned the pieces of metal to make it smooth. I see people in factories putting them together and the plastics and how they were injected in there to make the other plastic parts for it. You say, you think way too deep, preacher. No, 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 no. That's called meditation. I've taken a pen and showed you how to meditate about. I see people that have driven trucks. I see salesmen that have sold it from store to store. I see stores that have advertised it. And I see people who have worked in the stores to put it on the shelves so I could go there and buy it. See, that's called meditation. You say, oh, it's a pen. Here we go. Uh-uh. Meditating is taking it a lot farther. Thinking about the Word of God, all right? And I need to hurry here. Verse number, by the way, you need to take time every day and think about the Bible, I'll make a statement here. I think someday in your life you ought to get through the Bible in a year. But I'd rather you read one verse every day and get something out of that one verse every day than to not read it at all. Or to read through it in a year and not get anything. I'd rather you read a little bit of the Bible, digest it, and chew it up each and every day and kind of bring it back up and think about it, and bring it back up and think about it, and bring it back up and think about it. Get all the way through that thing. Eventually, I think you get more out of it that way. I think you should read your Bible as much as you can. Yes, I do. But it's not a sin if you don't read through it from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 in a year. My Bible says we're just supposed to be in it. Not everybody reads at the same level. I read through my Bible a lot. That's part of my job. I hate saying it that way. I don't do it for that reason, but it is part of my job to know that book. But at the same time, I read it for me. I need it for me. All right? Here we go. Verse number 16, and we'll finish up here. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. What do you enjoy reading more than the Bible? I hear people say all the time, boy, I just have a hard time reading my Bible. I don't enjoy reading my Bible. Can I tell you why you don't enjoy it? You don't think about it. And you don't do what it says. Do you know the more of the Bible you read, the more of it you do, the more truth God will reveal? So many people have facts about the Bible memorized, but they don't obey it. I know people sitting in Bible colleges and seminaries all over the country that know a lot of facts about that book, but they're as disobedient as a non-denominationalist right now. They're not obeying it. Not at all. You see, the more you obey it, God says, I can trust you with another part of the truth. Let me show you something. Let me give you this one. Then you say, wow, I got that one. Let me look at that a little bit different. Let me try to live that one. And you start living that one. And God says, since you're living that one and that one, let me show you another one. You see, God gives you more truth as you start living more truth. Can I tell you something? That makes reading the Bible enjoyable. You will enjoy the Bible when you do it to share it with somebody else. Many do not enjoy the Bible because they don't want everyone to see what they are. Well, I'm just dirty. I'm not transparent. I'm just translucent. Yeah, you've been cleansed. Don't worry. People that think they're this are not. They're not. I'll promise you. They're not. Say, how do you know? Because no man is. When we read to shine the light of the Bible through our lives, we start cleaning ourselves up. I believe there's a difference between a man and a woman. Everybody doing all right? I don't believe men were born as men, but their mind was born as a woman. When the doctor looked at you, he said one or the other. He didn't say, it doesn't know what it is. We got to wait 20 years before we find out. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay, now listen to this. Did you know the more light you want to shine, the more you clean it up? And the more Bible you read so that it can shine to somebody else, the more you'll clean your life up. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, but by taking heed thereto according to thy word. And as you start delighting in the Bible, let me say it this way. We don't clean people's lives up by exposing them. We clean people's lives up by exposing truth. I think a woman ought to dress like a woman. I think a man ought to dress like a man. Everybody doing okay? I think a man ought to walk like a man and a woman ought to walk like a woman. I think a man ought to smell like a man, a lady ought to smell like a lady. I don't think we ought to have to walk up and say, what are you? It's really scary when they look back and say, I don't know. Now, I'm serious when I say this, so listen to me very carefully. We don't clean people up by investigating their lives. You know, it's not my job to go to Arlene Schoenberger's house and go through her house and say, okay, Arlene, I'm going to find out what kind of Christian you are. I want you to show my wife what's in your closet and what's in your dresser drawers, and I'm going to start looking through this and that. I have no business doing that. My wife knows where I'm headed with this. We were in California. We were trying to get out of California. Brother Hiles was trying to get us out of California. Say, why? That's a nutty place, man, let me tell you. We were in a mess. A pastor came and interviewed us at our home. If I said his name, probably a third of this crowd would know the name. Probably. He said, now, Mrs. Bush, if I hire your husband, my wife will come to your home on a regular basis and look through your closet and look through your dresser drawers. I said, stop. No, she won't. He looked at me. He said, yes, she will. I said, I'm not working for you. I said, if you don't trust me enough to trust what my standards are, we shouldn't work together. By the way, this is what's funny. If you called him, he and I are friends. I just wouldn't work for him. We parted as friends. Brother Heil said, I don't understand. You guys are young. If you're old and grizzled like me, he said, I'm perplexed. I said, well, preacher, if you're perplexed, well, how do you think we feel? He said, he has reservations about you like you do him. I said, good. He said, I don't understand it. You know, years later, I was working for Brother Heil. He said, do you remember? I said, mm-hmm. He said, what was it? I told him. He said, he did what? I was going to the airport. Or coming back. He said, put her there. I said, what? He said, shake my hand. He said, I'm proud of you. He said, you shouldn't have worked for a guy like that. He said, I wish I'd have known that. Why didn't you tell me then? I said, you didn't ask. You just said you were confused. I knew what it was about, but I wasn't going to tell you unless you asked. He said, good night. Now, wait a minute. I like the guy. I'm not going to work for him, but I like the guy. Now, listen to this statement. You don't clean people up by going through their closet. You clean people up by them coming to church, learning the Word of God, letting God change them. Now, I'll preach what the truth is, like it or lump it, there it is. I'll try to do it with a good attitude, but it is what it is. By the way, we don't get people cleaned up by getting involved with evil. Evil is when somebody texts you, Facebooks you, calls you and says, did you know so-and-so did? There's an off button. Hit it quick. I can usually smell it coming. And I'll say, is this going in a positive direction? Well, not really. Then I don't want to hear it. But you need to. No, I don't need to know that. I just don't listen to it. When it does happen to slip in and somebody gets it to me, then I got to deal with it. And I don't deal with it the way they think I'm going to deal with it. I'll promise you. Now, you clean others up by getting them in the Bible. We need the truth to shine through our lives. God says he'll make you clean, translucent. Listen to this. And I don't have time to go there. I'm already a couple minutes over. Remember when Jesus was correcting the Pharisees? He said, you clean the inside of the cup, but you leave the outside dirty. What was he saying? you make the inside of the cup look like that. But the outside is so dirty that the light can't shine through it. And you're so concerned about what you see on the inside that you've allowed the outside to be so dark that nobody can see any light protruding through it. He said, you've made the inside clean, but there's no light coming out of it. So what good is it? You can't make the outside look like that, folks. But you can let the light shine through what you do have. It'll never be that way till you get to heaven. But it can be like that, and the light can shine bright. And that's what God said. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Memorize it, learn it, hear it taught, think about it, testify about it, delight in it, share it with others. Do all those things. Don't wander away from it. Hey, that's how you let your light shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Doesn't say I'm going to clean it up. But it does say, hide it under a bushel. No. Why? Because the purpose of the light is to get it to shine so others can see it. Let's get the truth of the word of God out. Do you need to clean something up? Okay, clean it up. But not so you can say, look at me, I'm a separated fundamentalist. Gag. Separation is not a badge you wear. It's for a relationship between you and your God so that the Holy Spirit can work through you, through the word of God, to show other people how to get saved. That's what it's all about. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. The word of God is there to clean you up. God wants to use the Bible to clean you up, but you got to be in it. You got to listen to it. You got to be willing to obey it. How much of the Bible do you really want? How much are you memorizing? Well, I'm getting a little older. I can't memorize like I used to, but you can memorize some. You can memorize some.